Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Morning mess. Back with another staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Paula?
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Miss Paula, what is going on with, is it your boyfriend, Gavin?
Yeah. So we live together. We've been together just over 3 years.
Wow.
And yeah, we're good. Or at least I think we're good. His friend was visiting, and all the boys had agreed to, like, go up to Flagstaff and stay with his buddy Ralph. So Gavin, he was heading out for the weekend. So I was just home alone, chilling, and I heard a beep. And I thought it was his phone because I was holding my phone.
And you're sure this was a phone, right? Like, this wasn't maybe, like, a fire alarm that was low battery or something?
No. Like, I thought it was a phone, but then I found his iPad, and it was a notification going off on his iPad. Yeah, and so, like, I looked, and it was a notification to check into his hotel, but in Phoenix. It was a really nice hotel, but it only had, like, one big king-size bed, and I thought, okay, well, maybe he got the city wrong, or...
Right. Maybe a booking error or something.
Right. Like, maybe that's not actually his room. So I just waited for him to get home because I didn't want to, like, ruin his weekend with the boys.
Did you ask him how Flagstaff was? Like, did he mention that it was awesome when he came back? Or
he said that they had a lot of fun.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know.
He didn't mention any, like, problems with the hotel then.
No, and he didn't get into anything specific.
Well, that's what you think.
And something doesn't feel right, but, like, I don't want to super confront him because I love him so much, and, like, I know that he's the one for me, but I just...
Okay.
I'm just afraid that if I, like, confront him, that he's just going to be super hurt and upset.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Ladies, you're born with this superpower called intuition. I don't know how long we've been doing the staycation setup. Seems like it's been 30 years we've been doing it. Here's the thing. Ladies, when you have this intuition kicked in, you're born with this natural superpower. Go with it. If your intuition is kicking in that your man might be up to no good, you got to put your heart on pause and dig into it. So
yeah, absolutely.
I've been wrong before, and I just don't want to mess this up.
And I totally get that, but, like, what are the odds of them getting the city wrong for the hotel and how many beds they would need? Like, this is a weekend out with the boys. The boys don't cuddle, unless they do. I mean,
boys don't cuddle.
We're assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I need help.
Yeah. I get it. It's a big concern. You've been in this relationship for 3 years. I mean, I do have to ask, though, is this the only thing that you see that's, like, suspicious about your boyfriend? Is there anything else that's been going on?
No. I mean, that's it. This is the only thing that has been kind of like, is it a red flag? Am I just reading something into it?
Man, the hell with it. Let's call. What's his name again?
Gavin.
Let's call Gavin up. We're going to do the staycation setup real quick, okay? We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation, ask the one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, this guy is not picky with hotel stays or bed conditions.
Wow.
So, a free hotel, I think he's going to jump at that opportunity. The question is, who's he going to jump with? So, Paula, obviously, when we ask him that question, hopefully he says he wants your name on the reservation. If he says anybody else's name... another girl's name, one of his buddies, suspect, then the show is yours and you're going to have to ask these questions, okay?
Okay.
I mean, let's set your mind at ease for the holidays, you know?
Yeah.
Paula, I am curious, if he is cheating, are you planning on confronting him or are you going to take him back? We have counseling services we can offer if you want to work it out.
I mean, I do. I love him and I know that he loves me. I don't really know what to do. I just know that I can't do this alone, and...
Well, we know what to do. We're going to go ahead and do the staycation setup, ask him, you know, who he's going to take on that romantic stay. Hopefully he says you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on right there, love. We need his number. Staycation setup. That's up next with your morning mess. Morning Mess, we're back with the staycation settled. So listen, man, we talked to Paula, and she let us know her concerns about her relationship with Gavin. I guess he had a little boys trip away. Said it was in Flagstaff. The notifications, the iPad was going on. Well, she's on the line. Paula, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, the whole discrepancy of the stories here, his iPad was going off, and you look at it, and what did it say?
It said that he was supposed to be checking into a hotel in Phoenix.
Which doesn't make sense, right? Because he was supposed to be in Flagstaff.
Right.
And the reservation was for one king bed, not for the boys.
Right.
I mean,
boys' weekend away for Anisha is a little bit different.
I was going to say.
Okay.
Share the bed.
Now, when he came home from this boys' weekend trip, he didn't mention anything. The hotel was fine. It was a good weekend with the boys, he says.
Yep. It makes me sick to my stomach. Something doesn't feel right.
That's a far left turn.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? Let's get to it because so many questions, but let's just set him up with a staycation setup. We're going to call Gavin up, offer him a free romantic, and Anisha's going to specify that it is a romantic staycation and ask that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we want him to say your name, Paula. If he doesn't, I'm sure this has ran through your mind calling us. Is it over? We do have counselors on standby, or are you going to give him a second chance?
If something is happening, I want to know.
Don't be disappointed if the reason's just that he sucks, okay?
Or he could not be cheating, guys.
Yeah, well, that too.
That could be it.
That doesn't happen as part of the show.
What the heck? It has. What?
You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Gavin?
You are.
Hi, Gavin. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. Got some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite, adding in a honeymoon package. I was calling just to confirm some details with you, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
You came up on my caller ID as anonymous, not as Aurora Hotel. So is this like legit or...
I hope that you can hear me out. We are a new establishment here, so I will absolutely report our caller ID situation to my upper management. And with that being said, we are offering this free romantic weekend stay to you in hopes of getting reviews online so we can build our presence on Google and Yelp.
I'll hear you out, sure.
I appreciate that. And if it helps at all to know, too, there are no deposits, fees, or taxes with this free romantic weekend stay. I have a few questions for us to get through. I'm going to try as quick as I can, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. So, Gavin, with this free romantic weekend stay, you have the option to bring a guest of honor with you, and upon entry, they will be greeted with a personalized note. Now, I wanted to give you a chance to put whatever you'd like in there. Just let me know when you're ready for me to write that note down.
You were worth the wait.
Okay. I actually have that written down, Gavin. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Okay, Jessica.
What the f***?
So, Gavin.
What the f***, Gavin?
Really quick, we do legally have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. That would be Paula on the line.
What the f***? What is that? What have you been waiting for? What about us? Does she even know that you have a girlfriend that you live with me?
I don't know what to say.
Answer her questions.
Say something. Please.
I'm not feeling it anymore, Paula. I'm.
What are you not? You're not feeling it? We lived together.
Feeling
three
something.
Years,
yeah,
Gavin.
I f***ed up.
I love you so much.
And I have love for you, too. I just don't have
wow.
the kind of love you, that the spark isn't there.
Oh. You. No, f*** you. We lived together. You and I have on the reg. Don't tell me the fart isn't there.
I'm sorry I cheated, but I apologize.
I'm gonna call your fucking mom.
What's she gonna do? Hey.
So, listen, who is Jessica? Like,
doesn't matter who she is.
No, I mean, you really do owe Paula an explanation.
Oh, are you frustrated? Are you fucking frustrated?
Yeah, it's been going on for a little while. I have not put you in any danger.
Oh my
also,
God. Oh
you
my
are
God.
Not pregnant.
I didn't even think about that. Are you being safe at all?
Yes, I'm being safe.
Communicable disease?
Okay.
Okay, there's a lot going on here.
There really is.
We need
yeah.
to calm down because
yeah.
if you are pregnant, we need to calm that down real
I'm
quick.
Not pregnant.
This is not your home. okay?
It's your apartment. I'll get all my stuff out.
I can't believe it.
Okay, we have counseling services that we can offer because there's definitely a lot that's just happened here.
A lot of feelings to work through.
Yeah, there's a lot of feelings because you guys set up an ambush situation here.
You don't get to blame us.
No, I don't think so.
Paula, do you want to work on the relationship and take the counseling services? Are you over this?
I don't know.
Okay, well, this is what we'll do. You got any last words, Gavin? We're going to let go of you.
Well, I hope all of your listeners...
All right, perfect. All right, just want to show so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So, listen, Paula, we need to calm down because if you are indeed pregnant...
Do I feel so stupid?
No, don't feel that. Have you taken the test to find out if you are pregnant or you just think you are?
Like, I took it. It said negative, but, like, I'm not feeling right and I might be, and it's just...
So how many tests did you take? Because I know sometimes they take numerous. How many times have you taken a test?
I bought two.
And they both say negative?
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought...
Okay. So the good thing is, this guy's out your life. Think you need to move on. 2020 coming at you. 2020 is the year of the taco. Did y'all know that?
Wait.
Yes. I think it goes monkey, dragon, and taco. So.
Oh my God. I thought you were being sick.
Can't have a baby born in the year of the taco.
Come on. No, you can't. Oh, no, yes, I am. Oh, gosh.
Gina, you're having a baby the year of the taco. Now's the time to do it. Team, leave it in if you can.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.